Harper Audio presents Predator by Wilbur Smith, read by Ben Onwukwe.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Hector Cross woke with a sense of dread and lay for a moment, trying to orientate himself. Then he reluctantly opened his eyes, not knowing what to expect, and he saw it through the open double doors of the bedroom coming down the veranda towards him. The moonlight glinted in shifting patterns of silver over the ridges of its wet scales. It waddled towards him with its claws scraping softly over the concrete floor. The brute's tail swung from side to side with every ponderous pace. Its yellow fangs overlapped its lower lip in a cold, humorless grin. Hector's throat constricted, and his chest tightened as a wave of panic swept over him. The crocodile thrust its head through the open doors and paused. Its gaze focused upon him. Its eyes were yellow as those of a lion, with black slits for pupils. Only then did Hector realize how massive the creature was. It blocked the doorway completely and towered above Hector as he lay on the bed, cutting off any chance of his escape. Hector recovered swiftly from the shock and rolled off the mattress. He seized the handle of the drawer of the bedside table in which he kept his 9mm Hecker & Koch pistol and yanked it open. His fingernails scrabbled frantically over the woodwork as he groped for the weapon. But it was gone. The drawer was empty. He was defenseless. He rolled back to face the gigantic reptile, coming up into a sitting position with his legs.